Let's bring in Craig Forrest of Soccer Central. Mr. Forrest, how are you, sir?
Great, thanks, fellas. How are you?
We're doing well. You can't stop that goal, can you?
Not unless you start in the wrong position.
Yeah, exactly. That's true, isn't it? You'd have to be out of position to make that save.
Yeah, because you're using the wall to protect that side of the goal. And as much as you know that Giovinco is going to try to go over top of it, you can't go too early because he's done it before where it's like, don't watch the eyes. I'll go the opposite direction. So he's so talented at hitting those free kicks. And watching it last night, it was a perfect distance for him just outside the box, enough to get it up and over. The amount of swing he puts on and swerve is really as good as I've seen from many of the very best, I got to tell you. And I played with some extraordinary players like Gianfranco Zola at Chelsea, who was astonishing at it. And Giovinco's up there. And with that ability, just from a dead ball situation, it's a goal. It's a match-winning situation. And it's a game-changer with that player. He's absolutely unbelievable. And they need to wrap him in cotton wool to make sure he stays healthy, because with the injuries of Moore and potentially Victor Vasquez here moving forward, who's an important player, maybe the most important player outside of Giovinco, they still have a lot to do.
No, it's not, you couldn't have teed it up for him better, Giovinco, in terms of the location coming off his right foot. It's the perfect spot. But if you're the keeper in that situation, Craig, what are you thinking is, uh-oh. and there was a lot of frantic trying to arrange the wall. And then one guy drifted back towards the line right at the end and tried to head the ball away. There seemed to be a bit of confusion there. But again, if they do everything perfectly, that still goes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the player trying to get back on the line, they've already obviously thought about that before in training, and I've seen that happen before. We actually tried to do that years ago at West Ham United. As a matter of fact, when we were playing against Chelsea and Franco Zola was playing against us, and Rio Ferdinand went back, but Rio went back way too early. The timing has to be perfect, because if you go back early and you think, well, why don't you put both people on the post or put it back somebody earlier, well, then everybody's onside. So then somebody stands right in front of the keeper and just a straight drive and a little deflection. So you can't do that all the time. It is confusing. And if you're going to do it, you have to time it to perfection. And he was slightly late going back, but a few seconds earlier, and it would be too early. So it's a difficult one. And that's why you don't see that type of play very often. But good attempt, I guess.
So much of last night's conversation obviously focusing on the injuries, the physical nature. Steven talked about New York Red Bulls. I mean, they're a very aggressive team. There was a 10-minute run in that game, Craig, where they had Toronto FC in their back on their back heels. Now, Nick Hagelin, I thought, played terrifically coming on. But also, and I wanted to ask you about this guy, because he doesn't get talked about an awful lot. I thought Alex Bono last night, there were several situations where he had command of the box. He had a couple of really good takes on corners. He has really developed as a keeper, hasn't he?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There was a couple really important moments there where he came up with a couple fine saves. Nothing spectacular, but really well-positioned, good saves, and a couple really good takes, like you say, off corners. In that, there's nothing better for defenders when a goalkeeper commands that 18-yard box, takes it cleanly, relieves that pressure, especially away from home. So he certainly was one of the best players in the game last night under the pressures that is being a goalkeeper.
Now, obviously, Vasquez getting hurt could be significant. Now, they might not need him to get through the second leg of this round, but Craig, could you just talk about what his addition has meant in terms of kind of gluing this side together? Because we talk so much about Giovinco and about the Americans, and but my God, he's a magnificent player at this level.
He really is. His background is Barcelona's youth team and coming through there, and anybody that is part of that system obviously is a baller, can play. And coming over to the Major League Soccer, he spent years several years in Belgium too. So he's got a good mixture and a blend of different leagues and playing in different styles and philosophies. He's brilliantly technically gifted, and the passing ability and controlling of the game. He's been an amazing addition, and arguably, Toronto SC's best player. I think that he's such an important cog to this wheel that they can't afford to lose him long-term. And in this tough playoff stretch, we all know and agree that Toronto SC is the best season, best regular season team for sure, but it means nothing in the playoffs. Everybody, like New York Red Bull, come in a sixth seed. They come in with nothing to lose, and you see the effort that they put in last night. And there's only been, what, twice, I think, in the history of Major League Soccer that the best regular season team has won the championship. So it's very rare, and it's a difficult, long battle to win MLS Cup at this stage.
Now, Craig, I would have to think that if you're Greg Vanney, you want an early goal, two early goals, and then get your guys off the pitch Sunday, because the New York Red Bulls are aggressive. They certainly give no quarter. They're, you know, you saw several full-blooded challenges last night. How much of a concern do you think that will be for Greg to not let the game get out of control?
Well, you know, in an ideal world, that would be perfect. You score the first goal is so important, because they get one, then they're going to need three,
right,
to win the tie. So the first goal is incredibly important in any football match, of course, but especially in this circumstance, if New York get it, it's going to be massive. It's going to be game on at that stage. So it's important that they do. If they get a couple, then you're right. They can pull off some players and relax a little bit. But as we've seen in playoffs, and even Michael Bradley talked about it after the game last night, you can never write the script of these playoff games. You just never know what is going to happen. And they have to go in that with an open mind too, and make sure that they're flexible and that they have every type of scenario looked after and how they're going to deal with it, even being down a goal or two, and make sure that they're prepared as best they can for the match, which I'm sure they will be.
So if we operate under the assumption that Drew Moore and Victor Vasquez are at least going to have knocks going into this game, how would you expect to see Greg Vanney set up in their absence? I would presume he'd keep a 3-5-2. Who would draw in for Vasquez?
I'm not sure exactly what he would do there, to be honest with you. I mean, I think they're hoping, obviously, Vasquez will be okay, if not for this next match, for the one after that. They have some depth here at Toronto FC, which we haven't seen for years, really, up until, you know, last year, I'd say, and the likes of Nick Hagelin coming on for Drew Moore, and he was excellent. I mean, mm-hmm. I mentioned that in this conversation. He was really, really good. So there's a bunch of players looking to come in, and they've got the depth to be able to deal with certain circumstances short term.
Craig, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great day.